Welcome. I am Erica Vohl, and I am a decision mentor and inner trust guide. And I help women in midlife trust their inner guidance, understand their unique strengths, and stop saying yes to what drains them. And using human design, coaching, and Reiki, we clear the noise so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true. And I want to welcome you personally to the Energy Roadmap podcast, which is a companion to the workshop you signed up for. I want to ask you a question. If someone told you you have a natural frequency, what do you immediately think? What frequency do you feel? We're going to talk about frequency, and we're talking about your natural frequency. And you're thinking, Erica, I signed up for a human design workshop, and now you're talking to me about frequency. Did I sign up for the wrong thing? Do I have homework? No, you are in the right place. And just because it's about human design, there is a frequency that you are resonating that actually factors into your human design. And this workshop is about human design, but there is so much more to that work that happens with clients and the work I do. This is not only transformational change, there is an actual frequency shift with clients, and I'll talk about what that means. Currently, people are so exhausted. Women in the U.S., are exhausted. There's this collective exhaustion with the government, unrest and uncertainty, and with rights in jeopardy, depending on what state you're in. It's more important now than ever to notice and to pay attention to the messages your body is receiving. And if you don't live in the US, you are still feeling this unrest. Your body is giving you messages constantly. What are you responding to? What are you reacting to? Out of overwhelm or even fear. It's so important now more than ever that we have a supportive community and a community that truly supports us, not just in our glory, but also in our messiness. And there's a true difference between a supportive community and an echo chamber. The energy and the frequency is different based on which one you're talking about. Think of how you feel when you are with people you love the most. The ones who make you feel the most supported, the ones who make you feel so loved. There's an energetic frequency happening in that community. And I'm not just talking about family. I'm also talking about those dear friends. Like how you feel, how you resonate on a different frequency when you're with them. And so there are two differences. We have the supportive community and we have the echo chamber. The echo chamber is what people are now how a lot of them are relating to their communities. In a supportive community, you show up, you fully express yourself, you show up in all your messiness, and they are there to witness you and also willing to call you out on your bullshit without ostracizing you. In an echo chamber, it's so much different. These are some of the so-called communities that we have now that are online, some of the political movements that we're seeing. And they don't feel very supportive. There's the sense that you're allowed to show up only in a certain way. And that makes people feel good because it gives them that dopamine hit because they're like, oh, I belong to something. But there are rules. There are unwritten rules, many times of how you're allowed to show up, what you're allowed to say. And if you express something outside the group norms, then you become ostracized and shunned or even threatened. There is this expectation that you will believe a certain way. And if it's a healthy group outside of the echo chamber, there are healthy groups. They have community agreements that you agree on when you join the group. And then that protects the frequency of the group. So I don't want to come across as one being the right way or the other, but we're seeing this shift into echo chambers. The effects of these echo chambers versus the supportive communities. And echo chambers seem to be so much more prominent now, and we can see that it has shifted the frequency within our own society. So we are constantly surrounded by energy. And I'm not talking about energy that's running through your house on all of your electric appliances and your devices. I'm talking about the energetic frequency that we're all operating on. You can feel it when things are good. It feels kind of this stable frequency, this stable energy. And when we're all operating on this uncertain energy, it feels there's a vibrational shift that changes. You know the differences, but you might not even acknowledge it, but your body does. Think about how your body feels when you're around someone who's feeling low and sad versus how it feels when you're around somebody who finds joy in life and every aspect of their life. You meet them and you just feel so good around them. You don't even know what it is. You just know that they feel so good. And then there are the people who, when you ask them how they are, you know that they're feeling low. You can see it in them. But also they tell you this sob story every time you talk to them. And they love to tell you how bad everything is. You can feel your energy lowering with each minute you're with them. It can be really hard to be around people who are in that low frequency. No matter how hard you try, the more you're around them, the more you feel your energy start to shift. You start to feel like you're operating at a different frequency. And I can tell you, having dealt with depression my entire life, that it is hard to be in that low place. It's hard when others don't want to be around you. There is a shift in frequency when you start to shift how you see yourself. Are you a victim of this? Or are you a person who lives with depression and has highs and lows? Think how your body feels when you're around someone who is low versus when they feel joy. Do you remember those movies, Inside Out? They're the kids' movies. They're Disney. I love them. I love them so much. There's a reason in the movie Inside Out that the characters and the emotions sound and look a certain way. There's a frequency to the energy of the person, the emotion, and even the colors that come through in those movies. Frequency is not just about our emotions, it's how we see the world. Our bodies actually operate at a specific frequency, a certain energy. That energetic frequency is not something you need to shift. It's about being in tune. Think back to the radios in your car when you were a kid. Remember when you had to turn the dial and you'd be near a station and there would be like some crackly static? But when you were coming into tune, it was getting clearer. I love to think of this radio as where we are because most of us operate with our conditioning in that crackly spot. It's not just that not quite there yet. So there are four types of vibrational frequencies. There's a frequency that all matter vibrates at. This is quantum physics. Even stationary objects, solid objects, they have a vibrational frequency. They have found it in the mountains. They have found it in trees. There's a reason, even near the ocean, there's a reason we feel different when we're in the mountains versus when we are near the ocean. There are different frequencies. And then there's an energetic frequency to the seasons and different time periods of the year. And there's a daily frequency, sort of like the energetic weather that's happening around us. It's astrological and it's astronomical frequency. And then the second one is the cellular vibrations. This is our signature that we have. This is our frequency that our body operates at, even without just by being, without even trying to wake it up. This is the way you feel when someone walks in the room before you even hear them. You can just feel somebody even walk into your house. There's just a shift in that energy. And then the third one is health frequency. This is something we all know. And I don't think we're quite necessarily aware of how our bodies sense things before our brains do. And there's a low frequency when you're not in good health and when someone is sick. And you can feel it when you walk into a hospital. You can also feel this higher frequency when your health is good and you have nothing bringing you down. Most of us have health issues of some sort, and we tend to operate sort of in the middle, but you know how you feel on good days, and you know how you feel on not so good days when you're feeling sick. You can feel that vibrational change. And then the fourth one is emotional. This is what I'm talking about when I talk about the Inside Out movies. Dr. David Hawkins actually studied this, and he noted that our emotions vibrate on different frequencies. Just like when I talked about earlier, that coworker, that friend who's always telling you how bad things are, there are emotions like joy and love that actually have a higher vibrational frequency, and negative emotions like fear and anger actually have lower vibrational frequencies. Think about that feeling, that just buzziness that you might get when someone is angry and how you feel. It's not a good feeling. And then add in the frequency of being a victim and being in your own power. There are two different ones. The victim is low, and that feeling of power is high. You can feel it so deep in your body. And it actually even translates into our body language. I mean, think about it. A victim is cowering and hiding, and the full power is that superhero power pose that we know from Superman. And that feeling of you've got this and you're not going to put up with any bullshit. And we tend to vacillate between those two frequencies throughout our lives and even our days. Like that comment that might strike and sting brings you down. And that unexpected compliment that actually makes you feel seen and valued. But then overall, we have a one frequency we tend to vibrate on. So where does that bring us to our workshop? You have a natural energetic frequency. This is the frequency you were born with, and this is the energy of how you operate in the world. You have this when you are tuned into your natural frequency and your natural energy. You have it with even if you're not tuned in. The energy that you have is your energy type, and we'll talk more about type in the workshop. And when you're operating at a level that's in tune with your natural frequency, you'll find that things start to change and things start to shift. And you feel this like natural calmness, and you feel your emotions and also your cellular vibrations actually shift. I have seen it in a number of clients, and I have gone through this myself. They will have gone through a number of things, and we've talked about things, and they'll go visit a friend or they'll go out to lunch with somebody. And then that somebody says, did you get a haircut? There's something different about you. In the human design community that I'm in with my mentor, Julie Ciardi, she talks about the human design glow up. And I too have experienced this myself. When I started to shift and to live more in tune with my natural rhythms, my natural way of being, and learning about that, people started to ask me what I was doing different. There was something different about me that they could not pinpoint. And I could tell it made some people uncomfortable. But there was also just the people noticing it. They told me, there's something different about you, but there's something that just feels better about you. My mom noticed that. They couldn't quite put their finger on it because there was nothing physical. But I can actually see it in my face. It was my energy. So my wish for you is that this workshop gives you some insight into how you can finally tune your dial, that radio dial, to that frequency, and then start to shift that for you. Your body has given you all of the information it needs. I like to think of human design as this operating manual for your body and your life. It's not going to tell you what job you should have. It's not going to tell you who you should date or who your life partner will be. It's not going to tell you how to raise your kids, but it gives you so much information. It gives you information about the types of jobs that might resonate with you. It also tells you how your partner or another person in your life operates and makes decisions and that energy and the frequency that they operate at. And when it comes to kids, this can feel like a real operating manual on your how your kid functions and operates. Human design changed my life. It changed how I parent. It changed how I show up as a spouse because I started to understand how being in my own vibrational energy also became clearly tuning to myself, helped me understand where they operate and how they vibrate. So my invitation to you is come to the workshop with an open mind. My job is not to convince you of anything. Take what resonates and leave the rest, because something might not resonate now, but in a few days it might come up later. It always does. I found that with so many clients. And I just want you to understand that there is nothing wrong with you. You have a natural energetic frequency, and we're going to talk about how to bring you closer back to that so you can fine-tune that radio dial and to be more on that clear channel versus the staticky channel. So that's our episode today. I hope you have a great one, and I will talk to you soon.